This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We've got in the studio Lisa Feely, who's the gallery director. Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So you are the gallery director for Finkelstein Gallery, is that
That's
right?
That's correct, yep, absolutely.
Great. Well, I guess before we talk about the gallery, which just opened a week ago, more on that in a second, let's talk a little bit about you and your background. So how did you get your start and how did that bring you to Finkelstein Gallery?
Sure. Well, a number of years ago, we painted a feature wall in our home and we said, what should we put on it? And someone said, well, you should buy art. And we thought, great, how do we do that? And so we got a catalogue and we went along to an exhibition and we bought a piece of artwork, and then the floodgates opened. So then we started going to other exhibitions, to institutions, to all kinds of programs. And then I went back as a mature age student, quite mature, to Monash Uni and did my degree in theory of art and design. I wanted to challenge myself to understand what it took to be an artist. And after that, I opened a gallery in Collingwood, which I ran for 10 years. And then after that, I've been consulting and still working with artists. And I'd been sort of dreaming of this, opening my all-female art gallery, and it's taken about 4 years and 2 years really to get it up and running. And so it's been amazing to get to actually opening a week ago today.
Yeah, so you kind of came at it from the other way. So as a homeowner, fell in love with buying art and then went to school.
Absolutely, yeah. Which was a really interesting journey. So you kind of learn about art from a collector's viewpoint, from making viewpoint, and then, understanding what it really takes to be an artist and to work in creative arts. So hard journey.
So do you think that doing things that way around has sort of changed the way you think about art from being a collector? Obviously you have certain views, certain things you like, then learning a bit more about it, does that change the way you look at it?
Did you regret any of your first purchases after going back to school?
Well, you certainly change, you change and develop as you go along, and you might start looking for something you're familiar with, like a landscape or something beautiful, and then as you're looking a bit beyond the visual, you might look for something a bit more conceptual, and then you might explore sculpture or video work or photography, and then you go, really good contemporary art, operates on so many different levels. You've got that visual attraction straight away, and then underneath you've got all those elements of, could be something deep and meaningful, could just be some emotional, could be something political that's just underneath that you can investigate, which is really exciting. And for me also, it made me understand what it takes to be an artist, and I think that's been so valuable in, in having a gallery and representing artists.
Yeah. And so before the Finkelstein Gallery, were you working at any other galleries as well? Like, what was your experience kind of leading up?
Yeah, so I owned a gallery in Collingwood called Feely Contemporary, and I ran that for about 10 years. That was an amazing experience. And then personal circumstance changed, and then I worked with artists privately and did some art consulting, because in the creative arts world, you wear many hats to get by, of course. Yep. And then finally, achieved my real ultimate dream of running a female gallery and also working with a small group of artists. I only work with 10 artists.
Yeah. So. And so that's at Finkelstein.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about that. It had its grand opening a week ago.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And it was a big project to get up and running.
A real passion. Absolutely.
Yeah. What goes into opening a gallery?
Wow. So, well, our kind of gallery is a representational gallery. So it's taking the careers of these amazing artists, and then you develop this very close relationship with them. And it's kind of a little like an actor's manager. When, you know, a manager looks after their total career, gets them opportunities, and likewise with representational galleries, you work with artists very, very closely to put their exhibitions out there. So you put out exhibitions of their work, solo exhibitions, and then you do a lot of professional development, getting them opportunities, you know, hopefully big exhibitions, to make sure they're collected privately, but also into the institutions, because that really leaves their legacy and ensures that their career is progressing. So there's lots of steps. So you've really got to make sure that you have a close relationship with these artists. So you've got to be passionate about their work, and then you develop this bond with them, this relationship that then becomes that core working relationship for the future.
When you say representational, that I'm assuming, does that mean that they exclusively work with you going forward? You know, so that's, you're almost like managing and promoting their works, their careers, everything.
Yes, and that depends. I mean, sometimes that can just be limited to Victoria, and mm-hmm. you can just represent them in Victoria, and they have a different gallery interstate. And with some artists, they want you to represent them in Australia, and some work with other galleries overseas. Yep. So it really depends on the artist and that relationship.
Okay, and you mentioned this is obviously an all female gallery.
Yes,
that's something you obviously wanted to do. So how did you go about choosing the people that you would represent?
Yeah, there's a number of artists I've been working with over the years, and a number of women that I've watched their careers and really felt that I could help them. So I naturally went to those artists that I've had this close relationship with. And then it's a bit like, it's a commercial business. Mm. I mean, a gallery, it's a commercial gallery. Your first thing you do for the artist is sell their work. So then when you're building the gallery, you're looking for artists that will appeal to people who haven't bought art before. So they might need something just beautiful visually, as we said, like a beautiful landscape or some flowers, and they're just developing, looking at art. And then you need artwork for institutions, people that are, you know, artists that are along their way in their careers that really need that collection. So you sort of make a gallery with art for everybody, you know, as wide an audience as possible, because we're a very little industry.
Okay. Do you find that, I guess, going kind of tying in the how you got started with how do I buy art, do you find that a lot of people that come into galleries don't actually, like, are new to it and haven't bought art before?
Definitely. And particularly because in Australia, we don't have that history. We don't have, you know, centuries of studying art. We're a young country. So it's not necessarily a natural thing for people to go and buy art.
And it's very intimidating,
yeah,
I have to say.
Yeah. And I'm all about dispelling that, you know, come in, feel comfortable. You don't have to have an art history degree. Just welcome. If you like it, if it appeals to you on the wall, that's great. And if it doesn't, that's good too. I mean, it shouldn't be intimidating, especially not here in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very refreshing.
It's good to know, because that's right. I mean, like, my first thought before, you know, would be you go into a gallery and you think, you know, that's just, it belongs on the wall there and it stays on the wall. I've never thought about taking art home until I started doing the show a little bit more, and then, you know, sort of think, okay, well, no, that would look nice there, you know. And then you also wonder, you know, like you said, what's available, the price range, all those sort of things. And
absolutely.
And then, like, you forget that it's really just, it's what, if you like it, you
absolutely
know, take it, basically.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
So many people say, but I don't know anything about art. And I say, but you do. You know what you like when you look at it and what you don't like.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes, really. And sometimes it's just, you know, there could be an artist that's collected in all the major institutions and you just don't like it. So that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It's wasn't that beauty in the eye of the beholder?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we mustn't be too snobby about it all, or pretentious.
Yes. Very good point. Yes, exactly.
So tell us about some of the artists that you have, and what are the works that you're excited to be putting out there for people?
Absolutely. Well, I'm so delighted to say that our first sale is to the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, and it's one of our artists, so exciting, called Deborah Kelly. And Deborah makes these, she's probably, in the gallery there are a couple of really staunch feminists as such, and Deborah makes works, beautiful little collages that kind of rewrite the course of female representation. So both, she might take a religious subject or something in mythology, and then she'll just tweak it a little bit to give female power to the works. And they're just absolutely beautiful and really, really interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Right.
And who else can I tell you? Oh, and Kate Baker, another wonderful artist. She's a glass artist. And for our opening show, she's done these amazing panels of mirrors. And there's all these little etchings that look like technical notes, like little equations. And she said to me, I really didn't realize they're actually the 4 years' worth of equations for her technical aspects to making glass work. And then there's these beautiful moody colors and skin colors that she's printed onto this mirror. And that's really to represent the struggle that she has between being a parent and that absolute need to make art, you know, so that real dilemma between family and career. So, yeah.
So now this is your opening show.
Is
it a representation across or most of the artists that you represent?
Yes, all of them. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a little bit of a taste of what's to come, so to speak.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And do you have any specific shows planned for your artists?
Absolutely.
That are coming up?
Yeah, on the 10th of October, we open our first solo show, and our solo shows are going to run for 6 weeks, and it's by an artist called Cody, and Cody makes, we kind of call her the pop artist for the 21st century. So it's very bright, it's very colourful. She works with acrylic, and there are these big pills that kind of pop out of the wall. And it's very humorous, but it's underneath there's a little sinister edge. So it's really looking at our reliance on its pill culture, its take a quick fix, look at our psychological well-being, and how we're kind of conditioned. So it should be a terrific exhibition. So pretty excited.
And that's October 10th, you said?
Yes.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And if people want to know more about the gallery, Lisa, where do they go? Is social media or websites?
Absolutely. What have we have our website is www.finkelsteingallery.com. And we are on Instagram, and we open from Wednesday to Friday from 11 to 5 and Saturday from 12 to 5. But I can open by appointment for anyone, so feel free to email us or drop us a line or subscribe, and I'm happy to let you in anytime to have a look at the art. Nice. With pleasure.
And so my notes here just say Windsor. Whereabouts in Windsor are you?
So we're basement 2, 1 Victoria Street. So we're kind of, if you come down High Street and turn left into Chapel Street, we're the first street on the left.
Okay.
Right.
Absolutely. So nice position.
Yeah.
But we, you kind of press us 099 and the bell, and we let you in, and you come in the lift down to B2. So we're a little hidden away.
Very Melbourne.
Yeah, very good.
Where does the name Finkelstein come from?
Ah, so that's my maiden name. So that's kind of a bit of a nod to my dad.
That's good to hear.
Perfect. Well, Lisa, looking forward to it. Looking forward to the first solo show, and very excited about the opening. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.